Worst episode ever is the 11th episode of the Simpsons 12th season. It first aired on the Fox Network in the United States on February 4th, 2001. In the episode, Bart and Milhouse are banned from the Android's dungeon after stopping Comic Book Guy from buying a box of priceless Star Wars memorabilia for $5. However, when Comic Book Guy suffers a massive heart attack after Tom Savini's show, he hires Bart and Milhouse as his replacements when he leaves his job to make friends. Worst episode ever was written by Larry Doyle and directed by Matthew Nastyuk. The series staff found it hard to make Comic Book Guy seem likable since he is usually portrayed as sarcastic and unfriendly. The episode features actor and makeup artist Tom Savini as himself. In its original broadcast, the episode was seen by approximately 10 million viewers, finishing 27th in the ratings the week it aired. Since its broadcast, the episode received positive reviews from critics, and Hank Azaria won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Voiceover Performance for his performance as Comic Book Guy in this episode. Quick facts about the episode called Worst Episode Ever. The Simpsons episode was number 259, directed by Matthew Nastyuk, written by Larry Doyle, showrunners Mike Scully. Production code CABF08. Original air date February 4th, 2001. The chalkboard gag in this episode was "I will not hide the teacher's medication." The couch gag, a squeaky voice teen pushes a couch in place for the Simpsons to sit down. He leaves angrily when he does not receive a tip. Guest actors, Tom Savini as himself. DVD commentary by Mike Scully, Al Jean, Tom Gamill, Max Profs, Matt Slemin, Hank Azaria, Larry Doyle, and Chris Kirkpatrick. Plot. Bart and Milhouse go out to spend $50 that Bart won when he bet Homer that he could not eat a spoonful of rotten baking soda that Lisa dug out of the back of the refrigerator. But they get into trouble at the Android's dungeon when, after talking Martin Prince's mom out of selling Martin's rare and invaluable Star Wars items to Comic Book Guy for only $5, they are banned for life from Comic Book Guy's store. When they hear that special effects artist Tom Savini is to appear at the Android's dungeon, they plot to sneak in but are rebuked at the door. During the interview, Savini repeatedly plays tricks on Comic Book Guy, which causes him to get irate, and as he rages at Savini and everyone else in the comic book store, he suffers a heart attack. Dr. Hibbert tells Comic Book Guy that he needs to take a break from running the store and to leave it in the care of friends. Since he doesn't actually have any friends, Comic Book Guy leaves the store in Bart and Milhouse's care. The store becomes wildly successful under the management of the two boys, only to lose much of its newfound prosperity after Milhouse goes overboard in ordering a shipment of 2,000 comics depicting Biclops, a superhero with thick glasses, which flops spectacularly. After arguing, the boys unintentionally discover a secret stash of illegal video clips. Bart and Milhouse charge admission for viewing such clips as a, quote, good version, end quote, of The Godfather Part 3, a clip of Mr. Rogers drunkenly yelling at the director of his show, a secret government plan to use Springfield as a testing zone for nuclear missiles, and Ned Flanders alerting the police that Homer released a radioactive ape in his house. The scheme works until Chief Wiggums conducts a raid of the store. Despite this, the boys manage to keep the profits from their time managing the store. Meanwhile, Homer has been helping a recovering comic book guy look for a friend, but his attempts fail until he meets Agnes Skinner. Comic book guy and Agnes become romantically involved. However, one night, while they are kissing in bed, Chief Wiggum charges Comic Book Guy for his pirated videotapes. Bart and Milhouse, freed from running Android's dungeon, decide that they had fun, but it was time to go back to school. The episode ends with a radioactive ape ordering Ned around. Production. Worst Episode Ever was written by Larry Doyle and directed by Matthew Nastyuk. It was first broadcast on the Fox Network in the United States on February 4th, 2001. The episode was originally called The Fiver, a reference to a scene in the episode that was eventually removed. The episode title was then changed to Worst Episode Ever, a title which the staff were amused by. According to Doyle, Worst Episode Ever is the first episode in which Comic Book Guy has a major role. Because Comic Book Guy is usually sarcastic and unfriendly, the series staff found it hard to make the character seem likable. For example, Hank Azaria, who plays Comic Book Guy, among other characters on the series, had a difficult time trying to make the character sound sincere. Comic Book Guy only ever pronounces things sarcastically, Azaria said in the DVD commentary for the episode. It was hard to find a way to sound believable and have him say sincere things. It took a lot of different takes. Executive producer and former showrunner Mike Scully said, "It's tough when you take a character like Comic Book Guy or Krusty or Moe to make them suddenly sympathetic and vulnerable. You have to cheat the character a little bit and to open them up emotionally to a little bit more." In a scene in the episode, Ralph is seen entering the adult section of the android's dungeon. When he is off-screen, Ralph can be heard saying, "Everybody's hugging!" In the DVD commentary for the episode, Azaria stated that the line is actually one of his favorite jokes in the series. Originally, Ralph's line would have been, "She's hungry," but that was eventually removed from the episode. The episode features American actor and makeup artist Tom Savini as himself. Savini accepted the role because he is friends with Dana Gould, a former staff writer on The Simpsons. In the DVD commentary for the episode, Doyle said that Savini was, quote, "really fun," end quote, when he visited to record his lines. In a scene in the episode, a crow is seen tearing apart an issue of Biclops. The voice of the crow was recorded from a real crow, even though the staff usually use main cast members Dan Castellaneta and Nancy Cartwright to imitate animal noises. The general officer in the government film called Secret Nuclear Defense Plan was voiced by Azaria. Cultural references. In order to demonstrate the durability of Radioactive Man 1000, Comic Book Guy pours soda on it, which bounces off and instead damages a batch of lesser comics. On top of the batch is an issue of Bongo Comics, a comic book written by Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons. The comedian Gallagher, voiced by Dan Castellaneta, not the actual comedian, is shown doing his routine with a watermelon during a flashback. While in the android's dungeon, Nelson examines a comic book called The Death of Sad Sack, a reference to both the American comic strip The Sad Sack and The Death of Superman story arc. When Homer and Comic Book Guy enter Moe's tavern, Moe says, "Get out and take your Sacagawea dollars with you," to one of his customers. A Sacagawea dollar is a United States dollar coin which has been minted since 2000. After he is thrown out of Moe's Tavern, Comic Book Guy says the word loneliness in Klingon, a language used by the fictional Klingons in the Star Trek universe. While arguing with Agnes, Comic Book Guy says, "Now I know what happened to Baby Jane." The line is a reference to the 1960s suspense novel Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Martin's mother tries to sell Comic Book Guy several items relating to the Star Wars film series, including Carrie Fisher's anti-jiggle breast tape, George Lucas's handwritten original script of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, and a film of a supposed alternate ending for the series where it is revealed that Luke's father is Chewbacca. A representative of Plan 9 Comics sells 2,000 issues of Bicyclops to Milhouse. This is a reference to Plan 9 from Outer Space, widely considered to be one of the worst films ever made. When fighting Milhouse, Bart picks up a robotic toy, which unfolds into an axe. Milhouse picks up a similar toy, but it instead unfolds into a watering can. The toys are based on the franchise Transformers. While fighting, Bart and Milhouse fall through a poster that hides a room in the android's dungeon. While the poster depicts American actress Rita Hayworth as the Marvel Comics superhero and She-Hulk, the scene is a reference to the 1994 drama film The Shawshank Redemption, in which the main character escapes a prison by digging a tunnel in his wall behind a poster. One of the tapes that Bart and Milhouse watch shows Fred Rogers intoxicated. Executive producer and current showrunner Al Jean later met with Rogers' wife at a Hall of Fame and said that he was really embarrassed when he found out she had seen the episode. During Homer's antacid trip after eating baking soda, the quotes that play out are Johnny Cochran's closing argument of, "If it doesn't fit, then you must acquit," during the O.J. Simpson murder trial, part of Richard Nixon's 1974 resignation speech from the Oval Office following the Watergate scandal, with the quote, "Therefore I shall resign the presidency," and Neil Armstrong's "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," during the 1969 Apollo 11 moonwalk. Reception. A photo of Hank Azaria is shown. Hank Azaria won an Emmy for his portrayal of Comic Book Guy in the episode. In its original American broadcast on February 4th, 2001, Worst Episode Ever received a 9.8 rating according to Nielsen Media Research, translating to approximately 10 million viewers. The episode finished in 27th place in the ratings for the week of January 29th to February 4th, 2001. Later that year, Azaria won the 53rd Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Voiceover Performance for his role as Comic Book Guy in the episode. When participating in the ceremonies, the actors are only allowed to submit one episode each, and that year, Azaria stated that Worst Episode Ever was an obvious choice for him. It was not the first time Azaria had won the award for Outstanding Voiceover Performance. In 1998, he won it for his portrayal of Apu Nahashpimapetlon in the series. On August 18th, 2009, the episode was released as part of a DVD set called The Simpsons, The Complete 12th Season. Mike Scully, Al Jean, Tom Gamble, Max Pross, Matt Selman, Hank Azaria, Larry Doyle, and Chris Kirkpatrick participated in the audio commentary for the episode. Following its broadcast, Worst Episode Ever received mostly positive reviews from the critics. Casey Birchby of DVD Talk enjoyed the episode and wrote that it has some great stuff in it, including the comic book Bicyclops that Milhouse overorders. Jason Bailey, another reviewer for the DVD Talk, applauded the writers for making an episode around a supporting character and wrote that it is, quote, "far from the series' worst episode," end quote. Cindy White of IGN described the episode as a classic, and in 2006, Kimberly Potts of AOL put the episode in 12th place in a list of the series' 20 best episodes. The episode was also well received by the series' staff in the introduction to The Simpsons Beyond Forever, A Complete Guide to Our Favorite Family, still continued. Matt Groening wrote that he particularly enjoyed the episode and that it had a very special story. In the DVD commentary for the episode, Doyle said that Milhouse's line, "I'm a human boy, just like you," is the best line he has ever written. On the other hand, Mac McIntyre of DVD Verdict gave the episode a mixed review. Although he praised the episode's premise, he argued that the episode was ill-balanced and that the subplot took up too much time in the episode. DVD Movie Guide's Colin Jacobson criticized the writers for making an episode based around a supporting character and argued that Comic Book Guy was not featured enough in the episode. Ever spends at least as much time with Bart and Milhouse as it does with CBG and Agnes, he wrote. He concluded that, aside from having a few good moments, the episode is pretty meh. Referenced is commentary for worst episode ever, StarWars.com, Daily Breeze, Los Angeles Times, the Seattle Times through the Associated Press, DVD Talk, IGN, AOL, Matt Groening and Jesse Leon McCann, 2002, The Simpsons Beyond Forever, A Complete Guide to Our Favorite Family, still continued by HarperCollins Publishers, ISBN 0-06-050592-3. External links include direction to the Simpsons portal, the episode page on thesimpsons.com, the episode capsule at the Simpsons Archive, the Internet Movie Database, and TV.com.